Marker, speed.
Yay, it's working this time.
There we go.
You may have to drag the screen down a little bit for your...
For my viewing pleasure.
For your viewing pleasure.
Right.
And then... I'll go like this so not to be distracting. There you go.
I was trying to do the two finger.
Oh, no, is the expand or...
Yes.
Make
okay.
smaller.
This the pinch, yes.
Yeah, pinch,
good.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
That's
pretty
the other
good.
Word.
Pinch. No pinch.
Pinch, no pinch. Do the over the hat style this time. And I was thinking it may be good to actually do for this episode, do the trial run of the updated movie Bluff.
For the mic check?
No, I mean in the episode.
Oh, sure.
I say go for it and kind of explain it at the same time in the episode because, I mean, the explanation will take a short period of time. And then from there, since it's more rapid fire,
yeah,
it would work.
Legitimate. And in preparation, do you have like a little notepad I can use somewhere?
Well, we can deal with that out, you know, during commercial break moment.
Okay, cool.
Because I have them, but it's just not going to rush it.
Right, good.
But Andrew does have to, you have to leave 9-ish. What's the flexibility on that?
If
you leave at 9:15,
I have to be at work at 10. So it's I gotta you know.
Ah, okay.
So you know, 25 minutes to get back, and then
grab a red shirt.
Grab yep. Got khakis on already. No, I don't have to wear khakis, but I don't know.
You still actually, have to wear a red shirt.
I was actually gonna ask that because I mean it's overnight, but I mean uniform-ish.
Oh sure, I would love to. We'll do Q&A for overnight because people always are wondering about that.
Because I've only done Target overnight once, and even then it was very. They were very segmented from my group because it was during inventory.
Very secretive.
Oh, inventory time.
Oh, yeah.
So it was
that's,
more like...
That's next month for us, so it's going to be...
I remember that, and that was a very weird time. it's solely based on the fact that, like, you go into Target during regular business hours, and people are very personable, and they'll talk to you and be like,
right.
"Hey, what can I help you find?" And then when you go into overnight, it's like the exact opposite.
Yeah.
And it's like, "Hey,
cranky.
It's a certain breed." But here's a trivia question for you: if you had to guess, how much product? Dan, if you know, don't say because it.
I'll be the last to guess.
Okay, so what would you guess? How much merchandise? Target has, like, in dollar amounts. How much merchandise do you think they have?
Like, in one store?
Let's frame this a little bit. So, you work at the Minnetonka
it's a super target.
So, that means that people are putting in grocery as well as...
Electronics, full electronics grocery,
patio,
the
real question is, at one point in time, how much merchandise would you imagine would be at one store at one time?
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically,
yeah.
Okay.
So, Ben Emily, put it to you first, since you're in food service and most detached from.
I'm most likely to get this wrong, basically.
So we'll do this. We'll do this Price is Right style. So you know, closest without going over.
Wait, now can I just say I don't know how to play Price is Right?
No. You know that bidding thing, that first row that everybody's at, where we're.
I've never seen it.
So basically,
get out of town.
I know. I'm ejected.
Were you never
sick? Do you have
an
eject button?
were you never sick ever? It's 10 o'clock. Turn on ABC or CBS or whatever it was.
I watched Arthur exclusively.
Okay. Did you also watch Wishbone?
You're fine.
Okay.
Right.
So what would happen is they would bring out an item, and then everyone would try to bid as to the price of said item without going over, and the person who's closest without going over would win, and they would get to go on and play more games.
Okay.
So what we're doing is same concept, but with Target overall merchandise for a super Target that includes both retail and grocery.
Right.
So you're trying to guess the value of one store at one given period. But we're going to say, I'm going to context this and say not during Christmas where there's more higher end.
Right. We only do inventory in like the summer or the
spring.
Okay.
What do you imagine a super Target would be valued at if somebody had like super genius evil madness guy would like hoist an entire store and take it to his lair, what would he get out of that?
I'm just gonna say $100 million because I want to.
Okay,
we'll go with the top of the
right.
top.
And I have nothing to lose. Really. Right. So, very low stakes. There you are.
All right, Adam. Okay. What about you?
Well, I'm thinking electronics on its own would be a pretty sizable chunk.
A couple true. Cameras.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Video games.
Lots of iPods and stuff. Wait, do they have iPods?
They do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
TVs, iPods, iPads, TVs.
Yeah. Lots of electric things. You got groceries and clothes and toys and
They have reasonably expensive brands of clothing where I saw a couple like suit jacket type things that could drive up individual count. Mm. And plus back stock. Yeah.
Mm. Are you doing mental calculations?
No.
Tabulations in my head is like,
yeah, okay. Yeah. I want to know if you have one of those brains.
Not exactly. Ding. Not exactly.
Okay.
Okay, well, while he's doing that,
roughly, I would say...
Do a posed photo while I remember to do this, because I've been back this recently.
I'm gonna go with my gut and say... what I initially thought of, which is about $4 million worth.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to throw in my bid and do $1, Bob.
$1.
I'm going to have to say, you know, it can range, to, you know, depending on the season, what we get seasonally. But
yep.
Anywhere from 3 to 5. So yes! Adam hit it right on the nose.
But depending if it was on the lower end, right. I may have stolen it from you.
Hey, win!
When we do inventory next month, I'll let you know how close you are.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah, did I go over?
Yeah, because I'm... Okay, so the first year I worked there, I think it was something like... It was like 4.
So you'd have gotten first year employment.
Right.
Boom.
The soaring 2009.
The economy of 2009.
Yeah, what are they even going to say about the 2000s when they look back? Because, you know, they say like roaring 20s or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's no real... Because it's going to be like, you know, we're the millennials, so I don't know. Yeah, what
the confusing 2000s.
The roller coaster kids.
We're yeah. Just, yeah, right, right. I think about it like how are, because, you know, our generation really hasn't, we don't have like a specific label like.
Right.
We're all hipsters.
Generation. Yeah, but yeah. In the our hipster own generation, ways. Like, it's so niche. I don't know if it's going to catch on. I could say you could say the internet generation, because I think that's a big part of
the
what defines
well,
us.
Well, we're beyond the .com generation. Yeah,
that's very
because that was the let's make money off it, but we're more like the information
the social
side
media
of it.
Right.
But even then, they're actually
we're the
people...
meme generation.
I
the
hope meme not. Generation. I really
that
hope
that would be good.
That'd be unfortunate. But like even social media, people are like, oh, you know what? Twitter is kind of getting passe at this point, and Facebook is mm-hmm. ever changing. But realistically, whenever I use Facebook now, like it's very tailored and like, do I really need to post this? No, I don't. I'm not going to do it. So it's almost like there's a restraint to Facebook that's coming up that hasn't been seen as much when like at its birth is like, Dan's having a cracker. Dan's having another cracker and some cheese.
And some more cheese.
Well, you know.
There are some who do and there's some who don't.
We did kind of emerge on the scene of Facebook as Facebook was emerging.
Right.
So mm-hmm. we sort of
took its temperature and realized that we don't need to say every little BM that we're doing.
Yeah. Mm. So we're...
As some people thought.
We're...
There were people who, that was like their Twitter account was like, yep, good. Toilet.
And I'm regular. Yeah.
And flush.
Maybe we're the Facebook generation.
Though there is, I would hope that we're not just one brand overarching.
Do well, we get to pick our generation's name? I mean,
I doubt
do we
it.
Really, like, we can't really even say, anything we pick isn't actually going to be it, I don't think.
Because I doubt that, like, counterculture or hippie-esque...
Gregory.
Like, yeah, I would give an obscure like name, and that would just take it back to the hipster concept of just making it ironic and weird.
We could name it like a hurricane. We're generation... not
Cindy.
Yeah. Generation Courtney.
Cynthia.
Or we could just be Generation Hurricane.
Yeah.
No.
That makes me think of Bob Dylan and...
Yeah. I was thinking of Bob Dylan as I said it, so that doesn't quite work either, does it?
No. Though, how brief can we make this mic check in order to make it economical to schedule?
About this brief?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, it's eight now, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I'm going to quick go that way, be right back. And then
cool.
We can launch in, and I will keep my eye on the clock this time.
Awesome.
So that we actually have an episode if at or around an hour.
Nice.
Because we've been really bad at that recently.
He's gone.
Yeah.
This is my one shot to have my own show, you guys.
All right. What's your radio voice?
So, chop liver.
We're going to talk about...
yeah, Adam's like, it's my show, too.
We're going to talk Disney trivia.
Disney trivia.
Because that's what I've been into lately.
Okay.
That's really cool.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I have stuff I wanted to talk about streaming media, but I'll save that till we start.
Sure.
Because...
That's fair.
I just got back from Disney World, which was awesome.
What?
Oh, cool.
So that's where I went there spring break. The week after, you know, most everyone else's spring break, which would be like the second week of April versus the first week of April. And
it was off peak.
It's off peak, and I've never been there if it's off peak. So like literally the whole time we're there, I waited probably the longest I ever waited was 20 minutes.
That's pretty great.
And if you've ever been